Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
So let's give John Paul DeJoria a round of applause. So again, John, thanks so much for coming.
Certainly.
And I always talk about how like finding mentors is like a carpool lane. And if you don't have mentors, you're literally just stuck in traffic. Do you feel there are certain people in your life that served as that mentor, that person to help you guide along?
You know, I wish there was. Unfortunately, my life, there wasn't, other than my mother. She was very, very positive and said you could do anything you want in life. And as I grew up, we didn't have those mentors. But my mom was the closest thing to it. Very loving.
Awesome. What do you feel allowed you to just have this sense of focus and direction in your life as a business person?
Yeah, well, I've learned over the years to have a couple of secrets to be a very successful life. One of them is, and you guys are perfect for this one, be prepared for a lot of rejection. You're going to get it in your life. I got it in my life. Whatever rejection comes along, if you're not prepared for it, all of a sudden you feel really, really bad. You don't feel love, like it's just, you know, what's going on in my life. But if you know in your life you're going to have some rejection, and you know it, and it happens, you say to yourself, hey, I do have to have some rejection. This is some of the many rejections along the way, but it's not going to be stronger than I am. I'm going to be stronger than that rejection.
So a lot of times people say, oh, you know, John Paul, you're the successful business person. You've done all these amazing things. You built two amazing companies, but I can't do what you do. But you actually were homeless, right?
I was homeless twice in my life. Once when I was homeless, I was very young, and I had a 2.5-year-old son. We were both homeless. Second time, believe it or not, is when I started John Paul Mitchell Systems back in 1980. I left everything I had, whatever money I left for the people that I was with, because a whole bunch of money was supposed to come in. I went down there to get it. Nothing came in. So I found myself living in my car for a couple of weeks and starting a company with a partner for $700. No one would loan us any money. I learned how to, you know, eat off 99 cents for breakfast and 99 cents for dinner. I lived at Griffith Park to get my shower, lived in the car. But I believed that eventually we would make it. Now, when did we know we made it? We didn't know for 2 years. It took 2 years for my business just to pay its bill on time. Not to pay it off, we were always late, just to pay the bills on time. And then we thought, well, that's nice, we really made it now. We can pay a lot of bills on time. But you gotta believe in yourself, you've gotta overcome that rejection, and just keep on moving forward no matter what.
Awesome. And that was the first time you got into a homeless situation, then you had a second time too, or?
That was the second time. First time I was homeless was in my early 20s, early 20s. And my wife was very, very young too. I got married very, very young, and she couldn't handle being a mom. So one day I came home, she took the car, wiped out what little we had in the bank, didn't pay the rent for 3 months or the utility bills, and I never knew it. So when I was there, it was within 2 days of eviction. And I walked inside the house, she walked out, said, I have the keys, I'm on the market. I had no idea what she had set up. When I walked in there, there was a note. I cannot handle being a mother anymore. Our son is yours, good luck. And there's a little 2.5-year-old kid sitting on the floor there, you know, in a bunch of clothes. So it was rough. And then within a couple of days, you're out on the street because the rent wasn't paid, didn't know it, utilities were shut off. It was difficult.
What do you feel like? Sometimes, unfortunately, some of our students become like a mother or father figure because they have younger siblings. So,
oh, yeah.
Any specific stories on how you dealt with being a young father with your son?
Sure. You just have to work through it. When you're really down and out, look at it this way. If you're really down and out, right, you're like really down, where your feet are out the window and your head's on the ground. That's a B.B. King and a Freddie King song. When you're really that down and you look up, you can see an ant crawling over you. Well, you can't get much lower. So when you're really down and out, there's only one way to go, and that's up.
I want to actually open it up now, actually, to questions for the mentors. We have so many people here, and I want to know like what questions you might have with John Paul, because it's a very unique responsibility for me to just say, let's all take part in this.
May I tell the kids one story? It's Christmas time.
Sure.
Okay. I grew up between East LA and Echo Park. And when I was 6 years old, a lot older than you guys, Los Angeles was different. There were streetcars that went downtown and beautiful department stores everywhere around 7th and Broadway in Spring. Anyways, my mom would take my brother and I down here, and I was 6 years old at the time. And it was Christmas time. We thought we were the luckiest kids in the world. We walked by the department stores and saw the big windows with the trains going around and all the puppets. We thought we were just so cool. So one day we were there, and my mother gave my brother and I 10 cents, one dime, and said, boys, I want you to each hold half of it. Walk over and give it to that man that's ringing a bell. He's got a bucket in front of him. Okay, we put it in there. And then we said, Mom, why do we give that person 10 cents? In my day, 10 cents would buy you 2 big soda pops, 3 candy bars. She said, boys, that's the Salvation Army. And they take care of people that have absolutely nothing. She says, we could only afford 10 cents this year to give. That's all we could afford because we have very little ourselves. She says, but don't ever forget, boys, in life, no matter how down and out you are, there's always somebody that needs something more than you do. And that kind of helped me in my life as things got a little better. I learned that success unshared is failure.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.